across the UK, online and on DAB.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is a house that should be yours.
From right to buy to let, penthouse suites to student hovels. Get the keys to property success with the housemaster, Martin Roberts. He's the radio presenter with all his own original features. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Listening required on Talk Radio.
Boom. Ha! Morning. Thank you for joining me here on Talk Radio. Now, I'm Martin Roberts, and if I sound a little bit hyper, that's because I'm really excited, because I'm coming to you live from my tree house. Yes, halfway up a laurel tree in a garden in the West Country. I don't think it's been done on radio before, but we're pioneering it here on Talk Radio. First, though, a look at the property news. The interesting, the useful, the surprising, and the bizarre that's been making the headlines. Well, the story I want to talk to you about today is certainly grabbing and has given me a lot of food for thought. What's happened is that a pensioner was so outraged at the extortionate costs of holding a funeral for his late mum that he is digging a hole in his own back garden where he plans to bury her and lay her to rest. I mean, is this allowed? Is this illegal? Is this legal? Well, Charles Napper is managing partner of Thursden Napper Solicitors down in Plymouth, and he's going to look into this. Welcome to the show, Charles. What did you think of this story when you first read it?
Well, I sometimes wonder if when you ask me these stories, if I'm looking at the right date. Is it April the 1st? But bizarrely, Martin, everything that this chap wants to do is perfectly legal.
Right now is interior designer and TV property presenter, legend Anna Ryder Richardson.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
He's back.
Thank you. You are. You never left, darling. You never left.
Oh, sausage. It's very good to speak to you, Martin. Kitchen gadget. Gosh, do you know what?
Arga?
Martin? Hello, are we twins? Because I just was thinking the word Arga. We have just got in the farm a microwave. Didn't care what it did or what it had to do. All it had to do was heat up a guinea pig's hot water bottle anyway. So the fact
Stop. A guinea pig's hot water bottle. I'm delighted that we're joined on the line by Elaine Fielding, who's an independent mortgage consultant. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you for joining us. So, listen, you've got a very interesting background in terms of becoming an independent mortgage consultant. Quite personal, really.
It is, yes. I started off as a makeup artist.
Right.
I kind of took a sideways step, really. Well, a big sideways.
So let's take some steps then. Applying for a mortgage, an easy step then. Talk me through 6 steps you could possibly take to get a mortgage.
The first step, get your credit file. Download it, have a look at it.
Meanwhile, before I start the show, major crisis. I think I might have a solution to it. All right, I'm eating a carrot at the moment, which is a clue. I thought, reading this story in the newspapers of the weekend about people keeping llamas at an alarmingly growing rate. So why not do a feature about llamas, I thought. So we're in the studios here. So I thought, well, why not get some llamas to come alive to the studio? So anyway, big truck turns up in the street outside the studio. Problem is, on the second floor. Now, I didn't know, but llamas have a bit of an issue with getting into lifts. So there's carrot which I'm chewing. Might be the only answer. If possible, later on in the show, we'll be talking live about llamas. If the carrot fails, well, we're not. First, though, we've got to get rid of the carrot. I want to talk about the ugly side of property, literally.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Listening required on Talk Radio.
It's the DIY Dave spot. Now, as you know, over the past few weeks, I've basically abused you, got you to do various jobs around my house because it gives a sense of realism. Well, for the past, 6 months or so, I have had a bit of a problem with my drainage.
Yeah, you can tell that I'm real chuffed about the next project ahead of me.
Yeah. So this is the drain here in front of us, right?
I recognise that.
There's a bit of a bend at the bottom. We just press hard.
Let's
your head out of the way so I can see.
It smells a bit. Let's have a good old plunge in there then.
Alright. Watch for the splashy bits.
Thank you so much. That was just true. It's just you getting your own back. Boom, boom, boom. No, but that's some questions now. I've got some questions lying around here somewhere. It's kind of over here. Right.
More questions?
Yes, more right. questions. These came through this week. Okay.
Right, final.
This is from Paul, who is in Rochester, and he says he needs to repair a window. Now, we did a window in one of our early things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this
yeah.
did come up at that point, I have to say. Is putty still the best thing for putting a window in? Because I've seen lots of other alternatives on the shelves.
The putty works really well.
So our final question before we get on with some jobs. Barbara from Holland has emailed. Hello, Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Holland. Love to know you're listening in Holland.
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
Are there any benefits in storing wood cut long or in smaller chunks? Does it make any difference if it's chopped when needed or beforehand?
Well, it's easier to cut wood when it's wet if you're using a chainsaw, if you're doing up logs and stuff like that. If it was me, I'd cut it short enough to go in the wood burner and stack it like that, because if there's less wood, it'll dry faster because it's got the end to go in.
Right. Now listen, but that was that it for Barbara? Because she got in contact all the way from Holland, and you were quite dismissive of that.
No,
answer.
No, not dismissive.
You
I think
were.
The, no, no, no.
You were
Barbara. I'm so sorry.
Compared to Lucy's answer, that answer to Barbara lasted about 20 seconds. She's from Holland. She deserves more response than that.
Okay, I will.
So she's obviously worried. Go into more depth about the length of her logs, please.
Okay. Oh, there's a large red light flashing on the dashboard of the studio now. Barbara, your log length. Try and chop them off at a manageable size, I would say. They'll actually dry faster if you stack them properly. And obviously,
I'm so excited this week to be talking to the broadcaster and journalist, the legend that is Jeremy Vine. Oh, and I said I wanted to come to Top Dancers.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you. It's great to be here.
As a child, tell me where you grew up and what your recollections of the house you grew up in are.
We had at the back of the house was there was a tree, and my dad built a little platform in the tree with some planks of wood, and then I asked him to build a little ladder up to it. And before, after about 2-3 years, he basically had a tree house that was like a kind of living system with where we spent the night in this sort of cabin that had been raised above the ground. And my dad was a teacher. He spent all his summers building this tree house, and it was only really recently that I sort of realized that the tree house meant that he loved me. That was what I had this photo of it, and I thought, you can give people things, it's easy, but the really precious thing is time, and he gave time.
The A to Z of property with Martin Roberts. ABC. This week,
it's the letter N. So, what do you think we picked for the letter N? N. What could it be in a house to do with properties of the letter N? You know what? We've gone completely off piece with this one, because I have chosen that N stands for nothing. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Big fat zero. Nothing. How are we relating that to property? Well, you know, we talk about DIY. We talk about getting all these jobs done. We talk about things you can do to improve. But what if you're sitting listening thinking, I don't want to do any of that, I want to do nothing? And what are the ways of going about doing absolutely nothing? Because doing nothing is not as easy as it sounds. Well, joining me to talk about this very interesting subject is our very own Jake Yap, who of course is a brilliant stand-up comedian and also hosts his own radio show here on Talk Radio every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. A fantastic way to wake up on a Sunday morning. Jake, thank you so much for joining me.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I should have inadvertently become I'm a specialist in, I call it DDIY. Don't do it yourself.
Now, how did this come about?
Well, as you say, it takes a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Are you one of those 2.6 million people who at some point in their lives have spent time online looking at, no, not what you think, properties that you have no intention of buying? It's a fascinating subject, and to talk about it more, I'm delighted to be joined by the London Evening Standard's property and design columnist, Amira Hashish. Amira, what about this? Have you heard about this property porn thing?
Of course I have. I mean, I do it myself, Martin. We all love a bit of it, don't we? It's also, I found...
presumably coming next, there will be a helpline and, you know, like a version of one of those self-help groups where people sit around and admit it and feel better about it. Now, Amira, you also write this fantastic, irresistible property gossip column every Wednesday in the London Evening Standard.
I do. I'm glad you like it.
So how do you find out this stuff?
I'm one of those people, I told you. I'm the property porn addict.
Don't get much more celebrity-like than this. I am delighted this morning to be joined by the face of the weather, I guess you could say, Carol Kirkwood. Hello.
Hello, Martin. I was thinking, oh, dear, after that big build-up, you've only got me.
Never. That, but you know what? In a nutshell, that's one of the wonderful things about you, because you don't play the big I am. You are a big I am. But you never, whenever people meet you, I've seen you out with people, you're always lovely to them. You'll have photographs taken. And it's almost like, do you believe that you're a really, really, really big celebrity? Because you are.
No, of course not. On any level, everything you've said there is very kind of you to say, but not at all. I present the weather. I love my job. It's great fun. And that's it.
I don't know where we are right now in terms of where you live, but I have this image that you live in like a bothy on a remote Scottish island, so that you have no windows in the windows, and you live there in a sort of in a real rustic experience. So you are so completely and utterly in touch with nature and in touch with the weather. Am I a million miles off there, or?
Yes. In fact, make that 2 million. Yes, you are. No, I live in the south of England, in Berkshire, and I love it down here.
As promised, I am delighted to be talking to the king of clubs, prominent and successful businessman, and all-round superstar, Peter Stringfellow.
Hi, Martin. I love the description. Thank you very much. Brilliant. Well, I want to write that down.
I am truly touched that you've turned down I'm a Celebrity, allegedly. You've turned down Big Brother, and I don't know about Strictly Come Dancing, but you've agreed to be on this show.
I've turned that down too.
You've turned that down as well. But you agreed to come on my little old property show on Talk Radio. I am so touched.
It suits me fine, mate. Number one.
You grew up then with your three brothers, and I presume the house in Sheffield wasn't massive. Did you have your own bedroom or
no,
or what?
No, there was time when the four of us slept in the same bed.
Right.
And below of her mum and dad in their bed. And the big deal was to try and get your mum and dad's bed.
Right.
Because number one, you'd have more room.
I'm actually halfway up a tree, which is in my garden. I've got a laurel tree that I built a treehouse up the top of, which is more like a big great shed thing. And that's where I broadcast from. So I'm a huge fan of trees. And joining us now on the line is tree consultant Peter Holloway.
I wish I was in the treehouse with you.
Like, there's lots of people pricking up their ears at this point. So if I've got a neighbour, right, who's got an antisocial hedge, right?
Yeah.
What do I do about that? Then I can issue him with an ASBO. I could go around there and just point in his face and say, listen, mate, I'm going to give you an ASBO if you don't chop your blooming hedge.
I'm afraid it involves a local authority, and you also have to, first of all, you have to try and, you have to have evidence that you've tried to negotiate and solve the problem by talking directly with your neighbour. And once you've got that evidence in case, you can go to the local...
Now, if you remember, one of the issues we had, my fingers are going to slam it. Ooh, as you can
mind
see,
your
it
head.
Doesn't quite fit. And we couldn't... You're right there.
It's just the dust coming up from the door when you slammed it.
Sidelight. One time decided I would try and make the job of cleaning out the hamster slightly more appealing.
Oh, yeah.
Decided to use a Hoover.
I have this image now of a large lump on one of those extension buttons.
It would have been better to take the hamster out of the cage first.
It has this look of shock and awe on the hamster as he's disappeared up a pipe.
So the reality was, he was asleep in his little ball of fluff, right? And I was just happily hoovering around.
Oh, Hebel.
I was just hoovering around the what's that, wood shavings?
Yeah,
the dirty wood shavings. And he popped his little head out. Well, this was quite a strong hoover. So, unbeknownst to me, he was just about the light enough
to be sucked through the air.
Oh my God, animal cruelty would be onto us. That's no hairball, that's my hamster.
And he did disappear down.
Oh my God. Luckily you've not told anybody about that, Martin.
But it was one of those little, what are those ones with the smiley face on them? The Henry's
type. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So the tube is least, but it was a Dyson. With
Oh my God, that's like hoovering and a liquidiser in one go. Oh dear, that would be bad. How do you explain that one?
Anyway, so he just disappeared down the tube and into the bag, and as we opened it up, and he all covered in fluff,
and slightly asthmatic.
So putting back in his bed. Anyway. Time to welcome my very special guest, and she certainly is that today. She's currently on our screens with Our Girl, a BBC drama following the extraordinary adventures of female medics in the British Army. We've also seen her in many TV programmes, including, of course, Coronation Street, Doctors and the Bill. It's my fantastically, absolute, massive pleasure to welcome Angela Lonsdale onto the show. Hello, Angela.
Oh, well, thank you. What a lovely welcome that was.
Well, you deserve every single word, darling.
Oh.
So now then, yes. Whereabouts do you live?
Well, I've got a place in London, but I've also got a place in Cheshire, so which are both very, very different. We actually moved because I love my dog so much. And my place in London is over 2 flights of stairs. And his leg started to go because he's a Labrador. And we had a roof terrace there.
And our celebrity guest today, the wonderful Tommy Walsh. Hello, Tommy.
Hello, Martin.
I have a guy on the show called DIY Dave who comes along and does a bit of DIY on the ready. But you really started the whole celebrity builder thing, didn't you?
Well, I think, it sort of just happened sort of by accident, really. And then, of course, she asked me if I'd like to be in it. And I refused twice. I refused and agreed on a third occasion.
What did she offer on the third occasion? Just more on the third occasion, more money or what?
No, there's a funny little story I ever started. My daughter, Charlotte, who was 8 at the time, she'd be my eldest daughter, came home that evening, and then my daughter, Charlotte, said to me, Dad, she said, you've got to go on the telly now. I said, why is that, darling? She said, because I've had a bet with a boy at school who doesn't believe me. Well, how much have you had a bet for? She said, £10. This was 20 years ago. And I said, a tenner. I said, and how are you going to pay that? And she stood up, she folded her arms. She said, Daddy, she said, I don't intend to lose.
So it was your 8-year-old daughter. There's your agent pushing you into television. Oh, yes, yes, yes. P. What could it be? P for post. P for pad. P for panel. Oh, no, 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 no. Much more exciting than that. It's P for plumbing. Oh, yes. Can't live without it. That's for sure. And joining me now to talk all about the latest things from the world of plumbing is Jenny Ward, who has been editor of trade publication Heating, Ventilating and Plumbing magazine for over a decade. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Martin.
So you talk about technology then. So tell me some of the things which have got you excited over the last 5 years or so, the things that we really are seeing changing that you think are pretty important in the world of plumbing.
I think one of the things that's really caught my eye, particularly in the bathroom, is digital kind of shower technology.
Ooh.
And now they've been around the house. So if your partner likes a shower that's 3 or 4 degrees hotter than yours, instead of the game, you literally press a button and it's like, well, that's yours.
Delighted to be talking to the superstar author Peter James. His latest book, You Are Dead, is out this week. And we're talking haunted houses, Peter.
Yes.
I've only ever, in my entire time of doing Homes Under the Hammer, been in one house where we all agreed it was haunted. And we were standing there filming and, I'm not kidding, a light bulb dropped. And instead of dropping directly down, it dropped about 2 feet away from where it should have naturally dropped under the force of gravity. And it turns out that there was a man there who'd lived, and the place was full of CCD TV cameras, and he clearly didn't like us being there.
Wow.
Did you actually experience anything? Did you see things or just feel things or what?
Yeah, very much. And funny enough, literally like the first quarter of the house on my ghost story novel I wrote, The House on Cold Hill, is very much based on
oh, wow.
What happened. What happened was that my then wife and I, we'd always been townies.
Charles, you've probably been following the news, and as you know, we've got a new Prime Minister.
Yes, we certainly have, Martin.
Yes, which is fantastic. But one thing that's been really interesting to me is the status of her relationship with Number 10 Downing Street, because it occurred to me that she didn't really have a lot of time to check the sort of legalities of moving in there. So, slightly tongue-in-cheek, I thought we'd talk to you, really, about what she, as a presumably tenant, although she may have right to buy, I don't know, about before she moves into 10 Downing Street, and to broaden this out in a more serious way about the different kind of tenancy agreements that are out there. Does that sound like a plan?
Well, it's a wonderful idea. Let's analyse what Mrs. May has actually got when she moves.
From Los Angeles is Hollywood legend David Hasselhoff.
Good afternoon, or good morning from, well, it's actually afternoon here. Good afternoon from LA.
So, thank you for joining me on this first show. It's such a delight to have you on. Do you actually get down and dirty with the paintbrush?
I did when I was very small with my father. My greatest memories are putting up siding and panel board. And just thinking about it now makes me just feel really all warm and fuzzy, because he and I used to do that. I remember painting my ceiling as a child, checkerboard, you know, red and black. And he kind of came in and he looked at me and said, "Why are you doing that?" And I said, I don't know. And we just kind of laughed about it, but he never questioned it. He let me be a child.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Listening required on Talk Radio.